Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day. Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by It's For Women. You are not 9 to 5 and neither are we. Conveniently open online 365 days per year, 24 hours per day.
Oliver Callan on RTE Radio 1.
You're all very welcome back. That was the Scissor Sisters there just before the break. Now, November is a very dull month, so you need to go out and enjoy yourselves, and you all need to plan nice things to do as well in January, when it's kind of the November of the new year, basically. So no better person to join us today to tell us about what to do in the and go to this show. Yes. And it's called Wine O'Clock. Norma Sheehan, welcome. Studio.
Thank you very much, Oliver. It's great to be here. It's great to be here. How are you?
The Wine O'Clock, I sort of said, you could come up with a better name than that.
Well, I was going to call it my Tinder Sexcapades, and I was going to call it, what was the other thing, Midlife Climax. But some of the theatres weren't keen.
Because you're touring around the country.
I'm touring around the country.
Keep every comedy happy.
Totally. And to be fair, what it is I did Shirley Valentine for years, the play, and it did great around the place. And it's kind of what Shirley did next. Everyone wants to know what Shirley did next.
Yeah.
No, sorry, it's my real life.
But
though.
This is actually
my actual memoir.
Life.
Yeah. Like, okay. So I turned into Shirley, and this is what Shirley did next. I finished Shirley, got divorced, very amicable. Kids were encouraging it. Teens are getting me out there. And I dabbled a little bit in Tinder, which is a massive part of the show. It's just like
it's
a jungle out there.
This is semi-autobiographical, or is it all?
It's all a bit. I mean, I'd
come here. What is the etiquette now? The etiquette if someone is divorced, do you say, sorry to hear that, /congratulations?
Please don't give me the tilty head. Oh, I'm so sorry. Like, just say congratulations. Like, that's what you have to say, because it's depending on the situation.
I get you.
My situation, I'd be the poster girl for divorce, because ours took 5 months from start to finish. And we're getting on great. We're now colleagues in raising the kids. It's brilliant.
Wow.
Yeah. No surprise.
And tell us the day that the divorce actually formalised. It's an extraordinary coincidence.
I was in court on my actual wedding anniversary.
Go away.
22 years married, to the exact hour. We're sitting there, two of us having the giggles, and the judge thinks I'm pulling the mick, obviously, because that's what I tend to do. And I had so many filters on that day. I was like, don't mess up. Just keep it straight face. No. She was like, please, Ms. Sheehan, tell the court the date of your marriage. I was like, gave the date, and she was like, not today's date, the date of the marriage. And I was, she was in stitches, and she was, congratulations.
The judge was laughing.
So it was weird. But
And I'd say a rare day for them as well, because many divorces are very sad occasions and acrimonious.
But we were together 20, like, I think after 10 years, you know, you deserve, you know, separate duvets at least. And then after 20 years, you should have an electric fence down the middle of the bed. And that's not even going to help with the snoring and the halitosis and the rest of it. And to be fair, I mean, I couldn't sleep with me. I'm one of these strangled cats. I sound like I'm trying to strangle myself to death.
So fitness obviously isn't a cure for snoring, because you're a great shape.
Well, I have a big nose. I don't know, maybe that's the problem.
Very hard on yourself.
Well, you're related to me. I mean, you did very well on the nose front. Sorry for anyone out there. We're about 75th cousins, apparently.
75th, well, third cousins. I think it's officially third cousins, which we discovered working together on The Matchmaker.
Yeah.
Never forget it. Still have the night terrors.
Sorry, we were doing a show together, and my Auntie Betty texted me going, you do know you're working with your cousin? It wasn't very intimate.
As we're jumping in. Well, we do get into bed together.
Well, you had the leg over, but at least there was...
that did not occur. Yep, thank God I did an adult content warning earlier in the show. So that was kind of lovely. The divorce is lovely. And, are you free? You're a free single woman straight after?
Yeah, the show was going great. I was, you know, it was tricky getting out there though, because, you know, the last time I dated, there was no mobile phones.
Oh, right, of course.
I'd be
completely different planet.
I'd be chronically dyslexic. If this is something I've made up myself, it's not dyslexic, it's dyslexic.
Good, yeah.
So trying to get on the app, oh my God, getting a few pictures up there. And then if you're living down the country, you'd want a 50-mile radius, so you wouldn't be with your cousin. Whereas I'm in Dublin, I could sample every continent in a 5-mile radius. You know, it's handier up here.
Were your teenage daughters involved in setting up your profile and all of that?
No, my sister was. But in fairness, the daughters were like, get out there and get a life. We just don't want to hear about it. So hopefully they're not listening.
Never mention it.
They're great though. I've three teenagers. So with the divorce, two of them are identical. So we just
identical
said,
twins.
Look, they're identical. Take your pick. We didn't. We three kids, and they're fabulous. But Halloween, I think Halloween should be banished, because
right.
Halloween. What's a teenager meant to do except drink vodka? Like,
I know, there's not. It's
10 days of what the heck?
The midterm break.
The midterm break.
It's not like, a week long at this stage.
No, it's 10 days. There's two weekends in it, okay?
I see what you mean, yeah.
Yeah.
The long weekend.
Anyway, sorry, they're happy out. But seriously, what are you meant to do with teenagers during... Anyway, sorry, that's a...
Isn't that what horror movie... And that's what the Nightmare Realm and things
are. I should have sent
for,
them into the parade last night in O'Connor Street. I was down the Spiegel tent last night. I'm just thinking...
Stay there, it'll come any minute.
I could have done with a couple of the hundred from... Send them down, we could have squeezed them in the back from O'Connor Street.
You did a gig last on Halloween night.
I have about 3 hours sleep I've had. I'm now... Do you know what? You know, two burnt holes in a blanket, the ghost? That's what's looking at you right now. I have a face for radio, I tell you.
Could people hear you with the fireworks and stuff going on?
That was tame enough. Oh, the Spiegel tent is mighty. Have you ever done it?
No, I've never done it.
We should do a show there. We could call it Cuz Buzz or something like that.
It'd be a great call for that in Ireland, to be fair.
There were Cuz Buzz. Oh, God. Anyway, let's not go there. No, Spiegel tent is amazing. And tonight there's two more shows there and there's another one tomorrow night. They're brilliant down there.
You're not involving you.
No, I was there last night.
Spiegel tent's been going. It was one of those things that came out of the crash, really, wasn't it? In fact, all of the theatres and everything came out of the crash and people have been going non-stop since then when everything was pretty miserable.
Yeah, and you know what? I love a bit of filming, but oh God, I love the stage. That's where I started off years ago, and when I went to the RADA, it was all stage training.
You were a proper actor, darling.
And I didn't get kicked out. I thought I was going to be taken seriously when I went to the RADA. The Royal Academy of Dramatic Art. And it's been very downhill since then.
They probably just thought, when is she going to stop doing that funny voice she's putting on?
Yeah, well, no, they loved me. They had me doing the Shakespeare lead. They I came out.
Did you do it in an English accent?
Totally. And then I came out and worked in the Abbey, and I was like one of Enda Walsh plays in the festival. And now look at me talking about me bits around the country. But it's lovely to make people laugh.
It is. Now, I was noticing that when we were doing our promo to say that you're coming on, it was 50s and you 30. Going, Norma Sheehan isn't 50.
It doesn't matter. Everyone thinks I'm about 70. So I just said I'd round it up. I'm 48. And so I can see. And to be fair, anyone over 35, we're all in the same boat. You know, get on with it.
In terms of women?
Yeah, well, men, God love them. I would say if you're looking for a man, get off the apps. Because the poor fellas, they're addicted to the apps. And whereas it's grand for me, I was just looking for a bit of entertainment. But you'd have to come off it after a few weeks as well, or you'd need a hip replacement.
You did. Oh, right. Oh, I see.
I know, I'm only joking.
It really works then for...
Which is, you see, if
not for relationships.
It's good for my age because I'm as pretending to be 50. My limbs are still intact. So I'm no drama and blah, blah, blah. But I'd say if you were late 30s, you're looking for a partner, good luck getting a fella to come off the apps.
That's where the matchmaking comes in.
It's called sex on tap on the app. I would say that. No, we're not.
Well, you said it. We gave due warning.
Grant, yeah.
But that's what... Did you get bored of it then, the apps?
No. I mean, I did it for entertainment value. Because I'd turn up and I'd meet a fella and they'd be barking mad. I mean, you know, they'd be like, oh, we'll get matching tattoos. We will, yeah. I mean,
On the first date?
Oh, on the first date. I'd be like, I've no tattoos. The only tattoo I'll be getting is my name and address. So I'd know, you know...
Maybe it's just loneliness.
Yeah. And then there'd be other fellas, they'd be lying about their age. I'm 45, but I did my Leaving Cert in the 80s. You did, yeah. So
Which is ludicrous, isn't it? I mean, it doesn't work.
Ludicrous. And then a load of the fellas, they're all on these diets because they're all bulking themselves up. So they'd be on the Aduco diet or the no protein or the, like, know this, know that. And I'd be like, yeah, no, zero crack, like, goodbye. So just a bit of fun. Yeah.
And despite the fact the show is called Wine O'Clock,
yeah,
you're not really much of a drinker, are you?
Well, I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm a bit of a yogi. I did yoga last year, so that's good for the hip flexors and the hip openers and stuff like that.
You're serious into it. I've studied. From the RADA to yogi.
Yeah. I don't know why I brought that up. The reason with that, to be fair, like... I'm a really good person when I've one drink inside me. I'd like to have one flute inside me at all times. Any more than that just gets a bit messy, really. But I do. I think we should all have a little IV drip of just one drink. We'd all be happier. Just one.
But unfortunately, in Ireland, one's not enough.
One's not
two's
enough.
Two's too many.
No.
Is that the phrase?
Yeah, two's too many. Yeah.
But one is perfect. Then.
One is perfect. But to be fair...
Because you're like this now, stone cold sober, 3 hours sleep. We can all imagine you.
I would never need drugs, really, or coffee. I would just need one drink to it's because drink is coffee. Sedative.
It is. It
yeah,
is
so it calms me down. Like, I'll drive down to Cork to have a whiskey with my dad the whole way down. And
a little Tisheen.
Yeah. In fairness, he's got the optics along the kitchen. He during COVID, they lent them. They shut the pub down.
It doesn't really though.
He does. There's optics along the shelf in the kitchen. Yeah, yeah, the measures that you put the drinks in.
But he drinks very responsibly.
Oh, he does. Oh, no. But yeah, totally, totally. Yeah. It was just for the vulnerables.
What age is your dad?
He's 81, yeah.
What does he make of your...
He hasn't seen the show yet, but his friend came to see it and down the country and I brought him up on stage and we had some
games. That's a good way to do it.
Yeah, so he's got the good review.
I gather more men are going to this show than would have gone to Shirley Valentine.
There is a load of men coming, actually, yeah. Like, I mean, we're in the Civic next week. Where are we at the Civic next week? And then Castle... Castle Morris and yeah, loads of places.
I think it's something like we'll go here now and discover what women in their 50s that one there in their 50s know.
Well, the one venue we were in down
we'll
the country
get the information now. Come
totally.
On with me.
There was three lads, they were running the theatre and they came back at the interval and I thought they were going to throw me out and not let me do the second half. They were like, Jesus, can we book in another date here? The audience are loving it. And can you extend the interval because they're mad for the drink? Can we
are they?
Give
well,
another
10
minutes.
That's the name of the show, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the name of the show. So it is laughter from start to finish.
You
yeah.
also encourage people to hug during the interview.
I do, because we need human touch. I do think, you know, whether, you know, if you're married, keep up the jiggy-jiggy or do what my sister did. She took up tennis so that their relationship would be jigged up a bit. And I do think if just a bit of human touch, because I have a friend who's a barber and she said this fella's come into her every week. They don't need their hair done, but they haven't had a hug from one week to the next. So I do think we do need a bit of human touch.
So that happens at the shows.
We went out
into the interval at your show. People are drinking.
They're drinking and hugging.
Irresponsibly and hugging.
So there's group therapy, there's hug therapy, there's game therapy, play therapy. There's other therapies we won't mention on air. So there's Tinder tutorial. Yeah.
Oh, so, the Tinder, the comedy show actually gives you a Tinder.
Yeah, no, it's just a repeat of what my sister gave me, really. Like, it's not actually a formal Tinder tutorial. But it's a warning. It's a warning for what's out there.
And that's also great because all the respiratory illnesses, you'd have that over and done with as well early in the season.
Totally, absolutely.
By hugging everyone. Well, that one's coughing. Quick, hug her.
We have to hug. And actually, we're going to Cork and to the Opera House. So we're doing big venues as well, like the Gaiety and the Opera House. And, you know, that'll be trickier to get everyone to hug.
Do you call that your home place? Even
Cork
not,
Opera House, absolutely.
Cork,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that'd be good.
Yeah.
When are you doing Cork Opera House, by the way?
I think that's February and then Gaiety is May. But to be fair, we're doing kind of everywhere from Cork to Castle Blaney, from Waterford
the Rammer
to Galway.
In Cavan.
Where's Manahan? Which one of them is from Cavan?
No one from Cavan. My mum's East Cork. Sure, that's where
I know your mum's
is.
East Cork, but your dad is...
He's Monaghan, pure Monaghan.
Did you not have a Cavan connection?
Look, everyone from Cork thinks we're from Cavan all the time, you know?
Oh, God, that's so
bad. You're a Kevin Monaghan, it's all the same.
Monaghan. And do you have a...
You think Tipperary's Northern Ireland.
Do you have a dog yet?
No dog. This interview's about you.
Because the people like you get a hammering in the show for, you know, we used to all envy your, you know, fun life. And then you decided to get married. Some of you want
kids.
But
this is the gays.
Yeah, the gays.
Oh, yeah.
And then I used to I'd wake up dreaming to be a gay. And then you decided you'd get married and have kids and have dogs. I mean, dogs are worse than teenagers. You can't send them to school.
I know, even the gay divorce phenomenon hasn't quite caught on yet. It's not around long enough.
No.
Be 10 years next year.
And I'm not promoting divorce now, by the way. Can we get this on air?
Because that's a good point.
I'm just saying don't get married and don't have kids. That's all I'm saying.
Right, that's it.
Yeah.
Okay, so the tour is all across Ireland basically. Well, you're doing the Civic and Tala in November and Clare Morris.
Yeah,
in December.
And at the Axis.
But how do we find it then? How do people go out
there? Oh, look, I'll shove it out there.
Wine O'Clock.
Norma Sheehan on Facebook or Norma Sheehan. Oh, and City Theatre Dublin has it up there as well. My producer, Michael Scott, is bloody amazing.
Michael Scott, he's very good.
He's got that sellout show in the Gaiety at the moment, Squinting Windows.
The Valley of Squinting Windows. Yeah. We've covered it all.
We have.
Yeah, we cover the good stuff.
So I'd be lost without him now. He's my boss man.
Congratulations, divorced Norma Sheehan, and good luck with Wine O'Clock. That's what they need to look up.
I forgot to say, there's a special sexpert comes on the show as well during the show. He's my barman, my sexpert, and my game therapist.
Now, I hope you haven't upset the happy pair because you met them, didn't you?
The happy pair are coming in.
They're coming in and we have to go to a break, all right?
Yeah, by the way, they've got buns for you, loads of buns.
Everything sounds like a double entendre. Back with the happy pair.
At rte.ie.